My name is Natalie Rubis. I'm an attorney with the employment group at Doy Morris, and I want to thank you all for joining today. So today we are going to talk all about workplace conversations, and it's a topic that is universal. It applies to every workplace, regardless of industry or size or any other characteristic. And that's because every day, all throughout every organization, at every given moment, managers are having conversations with their employees about all sorts of topics. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Communication is usually good. In fact, we generally encourage it, as long as the managers doing the communicating understand that their words are legally significant and can have consequences for the organization. So whether it's a scheduled discussion about an employee's performance or an offhand comment made in passing about a non-work topic, maybe a news segment, maybe plans for the weekend, the words that are spoken by managers are very significant for many reasons, but one reason worth noting here is that if an employment lawsuit is filed, the words spoken by the manager can get attributed to the company. So a jury can decide to hold the company liable based on the words chosen by the manager. And this webinar is designed as a training for managers. And the overall goal here is to help managers better understand why their words are so significant, and to give managers concrete guidance on how to approach conversations with their employees, and to do it in a way that minimizes employment law risk, and also, of course, helps the managers have more effective conversations with their employees. Know that you are always on the record. When you are at work, when you are talking to your coworkers, there is no such thing as off the record. Now, you might say, wait a minute, what if the conversation didn't happen at work? It was after work, we were at a bar, we were off duty. Well, I'm sorry to say that off duty does not mean off the record. It doesn't matter if the coworker is your friend or someone you've known forever, since before you started working at the company, maybe you go way back, you were friends in grade school, it doesn't matter. Because when a lawsuit is filed, those conversations can become evidence, especially if the person doing the talking is a manager. And being a manager comes with certain responsibilities, and one of those responsibilities is that we need to choose our words carefully and really be intentional about what we are communicating at work and to coworkers. And that goes for written communications as well. Everything you put in writing has the potential to become evidence.